Let's take your car and do Amusement Parks USA.
At Palisades and Southbury Parks, the roller coasters are flying.
All right, it's Dave Plyer and for Steve Cochran this morning on 720 WGN. You see my first guest, Marcus Leshock, every weekday in the WGN Morning News talking trends and other features. But did you know he has a passion for amusement parks across the country, but specifically the roller coaster? Well, if you watch him, you already know that. And to talk about it all, Marcus joins us on his day off. What's up, Marcus?
Good morning. How are you?
See, you got to sleep in a little bit this morning, just a little bit.
You know, it's never too early to talk about anybody. Anytime somebody calls me and says, let's talk roller coasters for a while, I'll get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever time you want.
I love that. I love that. So what fueled your passion for all this?
You know, I was a kid, and I used to go with my dad, of course, to Six Flags Great America up in Gurnee. And I grew up in Schaumburg, so in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I was always really scared of roller coasters. Like, I would go on the little ones. But it took until I was in fifth grade. I remember a friend of mine went with me, and he convinced me to go on this coaster called Shockwave that was there.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest ride in the park,
right in
the parking lot. And I was so scared of that ride. But I went on it, and the moment I went on that ride, I was hooked. And then I wanted to ride every coaster out there. And I think it kind of helped me get over some of my fears. I got some fears as a kid and everything else, and it helped me with that. And ever since then, I've been hooked, and we used to drive out to Cedar Point as a kid, and then I got in even bigger rides out there, and ever since then, I've been wanting to go everywhere and ride as many as I can.
That's very cool. And you yeah. ride some of these things with your dad, too, right?
Yeah, my dad just, for Father's Day last year, he was 81 years old and rode Goliath with me at America. That's one of the biggest rides there, biggest drops.
Oh.
So he is still going strong with me on the coasters.
Now, you call yourself a roller coaster addict. How many different coasters have you ridden in your lifetime, would you say?
You know, I would say probably about somewhere around 100, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
But, I mean, when you get to, like, some of my friends in, like, the American Coaster Enthusiasts group, you know, these guys are up to like 300, 350 coasters.
Wow.
So I'm nowhere near that level, but you know, I'm still, I still have kids and a family. So it's
yeah.
hard for me to like, hey, honey, I'm
yeah.
going to Europe for a week.
Right.
Spend a bunch of our savings to
exactly.
go get my coaster count up.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't fly so well at home.
Well, I love this because I remember as a kid that, you know, we went to Kiddyland quite a bit. So the Little Dipper was probably
yep.
as big as we went, but you knew, you know, when you became a teenager that you've kind of graduated when you rode like the American Eagle and stuff. And most people, you know, remember all the way back to Riverview, which closed 50 years ago this year. And they remember there was a ton of them. There was the Bobs, the Comet, the Silver Flash, the Fireball, the Jetstream. There was a ton of roller coasters. Again, the Little Dipper, the Great, you know, Great America was the Demon for me. That was probably the first big ride was a Demon even before the American Eagle. But everybody remembers their first ride.
Yeah, my mom tells the story about Riverview is the thing that hurts my heart the most because just from all the stories, I wasn't around.
We didn't get a chance, right?
I never got a chance, but my mom always tells the story about going on the Bobs with my grandfather. My grandfather was a smoker, and she says when they went down that first drop, his cigarettes and lighter used to come out of his shirt pocket. It, you know, it was so steep, and he would have to push down his cigarettes and his lighter popping out of his pocket going down the hill, but that ride looked crazy, the Bobs, and that is a ride that I wish I was around to go on. And I hope someday somebody with some money says, I'm going to recreate the Bobs
at
one of these parks,
yeah.
and I think especially in this area, people would like rush out to go ride it because it would be really cool to see that.
But we were pretty lucky here in Chicago because not only did we have the Riverviews, but I mean, even in the earlier part of the century, we had a ton of amusement parks here, and not only we had multiple Kiddylands, different versions of Kiddylands. We had Santa's Village, we had Old Chicago. I mean, we really had. So, Dispense's Kitty Kingdom. I don't know if you remember that one going in Oak Brook.
Mm-hmm.
But we all had these great experiences here in Chicago, more than a lot of cities do.
Yeah, you're right. And some of those are still hanging. I mean, Kiddyland, of course, is gone, but the Little Dipper lives on at Great America. You can still ride that. My kids ride that all the time. They bought that ride and rebuilt it out there. So it's great to see that they kind of restored that legacy and it didn't get, you know, into a dump somewhere.
They bought it for, I love this. They bought it for $38,000. And I think they it was in pretty rough shape by that point. They really did a beautiful job on that.
They did. And there are still, every time you go to Great America, it takes about half an hour to get on that thing. So people want to ride it. Families
Absolutely.
Love those old school family coasters. And if you go out to Santa's Village in West Dundee, The people who bought that, you know, Jason Murphy's his name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he bought that. He used to work there, bought that park, and they're doing, I think they're doing great things out there, trying to bring it back to its former glory. And it seems to be growing, and they get what it means and kind of sticking in that wheelhouse of 2 to 12-year-old kids and aiming toward them and the kids that are often forgotten at the big theme parks because they go for the bigger rides that those kids can't go on. And it's good to see that those parks and this environment, you would think they can't exist, but they're kind of proving that, no, we can exist. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
neat.
He just I know he's got the new, I think it's a Super Cyclone that he's doing over there, but he just redid all the Kiddyland rides that he has. So he bought a few of those Kiddyland rides, and he takes a lot of care in that park. You know, it's not one of those parks where you would think, well, it's been around a long time, it's run down. He's done a beautiful job over there.
He has. And, you know, they know their animals too, so they kind of, the farm is really interesting there as well. There's a lot of animals that you can go see. And I was just out there and riding that Super Cycle. It's a fun ride, you know. It's a neat little ride for kids. And they've got other plans, you know. They want to keep adding stuff there, and they're very ambitious.
Very much so.
I applaud them for that.
Yeah, same here. Do you know what the oldest operating roller coaster is in the U.S.? I mean, some of these are from, like, the early 1900s that are still running, aren't they?
That's a really good question. I know I just rode the Cyclone out in New York City, turned 90 years old the other day, on the 27th it was.
I've got the Leap the Dips. This is called Leap the Dips in Altoona, Pennsylvania. It was built in 1902. It was open until 86, saved from demolition, rebuilt, and then reopened in 99, where it still stands there today. That sounds kind of scary to me to ride one of these things. That because I'm looking at this, the Thunderhawk in Allentown, Pennsylvania, 1923, Helmsvutt or whatever from in Hungary, Germany. There's a Big Dipper in England. There's a roller coaster in Lagoon Park in Utah. All these are built in the 1920s and the 19-teens.
You know, it's amazing, but every state has a different laws and rules when it comes to their regulations. And every morning, you know, every year, every month, there's supposed to be inspectors that come out and look at these things. And assuming everything's all good and they're maintaining the ride properly, there's no reason it can't live on. You got to pump some money to it every once in a while. I mean, the Cyclone just in New York City, they just commissioned a company called Great Coasters International, who built some amazing rides. They just built a new ride called Mystic Timbers out of Kings Island, which is one of the best wooden roller coasters I've ever been on. But they hired these guys to come out to Coney Island to retrack the entire Cyclone. So when you go on it now, it almost feels like a brand new ride. It's 90 years old, but it feels super smooth. So just pump a little bit of money into them, and these things can last forever.
And there's different type of coasters, right? I mean, when you're looking and researching and going on some of these rides, there's different types, right?
Yeah,
there's
all kinds of rides, different types of rides. Now there's all different types of each type of ride. So you have your traditional wooden coaster, like, you know, say the American Eagle at Great America, but you have companies now, like a company called Rocky Mountain Construction. They're out of Idaho. They are taking wooden roller coasters and converting them into these hybrid rides that go upside down, go ridiculous fast speeds. They also build rides from the ground up, like Goliath at Great America. Mm-hmm. They built that one. And so that's a wooden coaster that obviously takes you upside down. It takes you into these crazy stalls. And they invented this stuff called topper track. It's a really thick piece of steel that's on top of the wood beams. And that proprietary track lets them do things with the car that you're really not supposed to do on a wooden roller coaster, but it's safe, and you don't have to wear an over-the-shoulder restraint, so
that's
you're
scary.
Really free up there, and you're going fast, and you're going upside down. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You're free, and you're flying, and you're going crazy.
right. Very cool. Yeah. I'll tell you what, stick around, Marcus, because I want to talk about some of the new rides. We're talking to roller coaster addict Marcus Leshock from the WGN Morning News, and there's more coming up after a look at your traffic. Good morning, Susan. State player on this July 4th holiday on 720 WGN. We're talking to Marcus Leshock from the WGN Morning News about his love of the roller coaster and some of the new ones in Chicago and across the country that you need to check out. So I was looking at one of the fastest roller coasters. It's in Ferrari World.
Yeah.
150 miles an hour. Have you, like, what's the fastest coaster you've ever been on?
Yeah, that's in Dubai, I believe.
Yeah, right? It is, right?
So yeah, it is. That is on my list of places I really want to go. Fastest coaster I've been on probably is a Top Thrill Dragster over at Cedar Point. It's what they call, I think it's called the Strata Coaster. It's a launch coaster, so it launches you 0 to 120 miles an hour in less than 4 seconds.
Oh my God.
And then you go straight up 90 degrees, 420 feet in the air. Makes it one of the tallest roller coasters in the world.
Wow.
And then you come straight down 90 degrees, that same speed, and then you're done. So the whole ride is maybe like 40 seconds or something, but it is an absolute rush. It's like the closest you'll ever get to being in a fighter jet getting launched off an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is wild. And that was the ride they lost a bet this year with Great America when the Cubs won the World Series, because, of course, Cedar Point's near Cleveland.
Right.
So they had to rename that, retheme it for the Cubs this year. So we were out there with a bunch of Cubs fans riding that thing for WGN. And it was really cool to be on the ride, one of my favorite rides, and then have it all Cubs-themed after the Cubs won the World Series. It was like the cherry on the sundae for me of that whole
thing. Yeah, I bet.
That whole thing.
I bet. You obviously have explored, all what's happening this summer and some of the new ones that have opened and some of that have been refurbished. What's happening new in the Midwest?
So there's a lot of stuff. Of course, here at Great America, we have the new ride, the Joker. So if people haven't been out there yet, or people have been out there, they've probably been on it. It's a 4D free spin coaster. So what this thing is you go up about 120 feet or so. And then you're going across this track, and you're sitting on the outside of the track, and you flip head over heels as you're going throughout this coaster. It's almost like a mix between a roller coaster and those carnival rides, the Zipper. I don't know if you remember seeing those at the travel. It's almost like that, but it's a lot smoother and a lot less vomit-inducing than the Zipper. The rides that I don't like flipping, and I don't like spinning and like gimmicky rides, and I loved this thing. I was very nervous I was going to get sick on it, and I didn't at all, so... By all accounts of people I'm talking to, they're getting off of it and enjoying themselves.
Okay, good.
So that's a good thing. And really, all eyes are set in the Midwest on next year. We got two big rides opening. One at Cedar Point. They have a giant wooden roller coaster there called the Mean Streak that just over the years got so rough and painful to ride. It was really an awful ride. And they hired that company we spoke of a few minutes ago, Rocky Mountain Construction, and they are building something with this ride that, knowing Cedar Point, it's going to be the tallest and fastest hybrid wooden roller coaster in the world. But they haven't officially announced the ride yet. But if you look online and if you go out to Cedar Point, you see they're building this thing. So they're kind of teasing everybody with what they're doing, but yeah. It's going to be just a gigantic ride, and that is going to be the ride everybody's talking about next summer, probably, for sure.
And you like this park in Branson, Missouri. What is it, Silver Dollar City?
Yes, and I feel like this is it's kind of an under-the-radar park. It's from Hirsch & Family Entertainment. They own Dollywood as well, so it's Dollywood Sister Park in Tennessee, one of my other favorite places in the theme park world. But yeah, Silver Dollar City, it's this great theme park. It's all themed around family. It's all about like bringing family together. There's like a blacksmith in the park who's doing all kinds of stuff, glass blowing, all this neat stuff you can see. But they are building now this is all rumored, so I don't have any confirmation here, but it sounds like they're building a state-of-the-art, one-of-a-kind, like spinning kind of cool coaster. All I know is next month they're going to be announcing this thing, and they keep telling me that it's going to be the biggest thing they've ever done, and it's likely going to be the only coaster of its kind in the country. That's going to be down there in Branson, which is about a 10-hour drive from Chicago.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, if you've never been to that part of the world, that part of the country, I mean, it is beautiful out there. You get in the Ozarks. And this park is in the middle of those mountains, and you're on some of these coasters they have there. They only have like 5 or 6 coasters, but they're really unique, and they go throughout the terrain, and it's just a really neat place to go, I think. It's really up there on my list, along with Dollywood, too. Those are two of my favorite parks if you want to drive out a little bit with the family and do something different.
Hey, Marcus, Bill's got a question. Bill, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a... roller coaster ride experience. When Great America opened up in 1976, the only ride at that time that went upside down was the Turn of the Century. So I was with my wife and my sister-in-law, and my sister-in-law went on it, and I went on it. And, it went upside down, turned you upside down. And then I ended up, after taking the ride, I ended up being in the first aid station for about 2 or 3 hours because my going upside down made my equilibrium, my ears, my equilibrium go nuts. So I was in the first aid station for the rest of the night. And, I mean, I love going on roller coaster rides like the American Eagle. Even I grew up in the 60s, so I loved going to Riverview and going on the 4 roller coaster rides there. As long as it doesn't turn me upside down, it can go high and go around and, you know, fast. As long as it doesn't turn me upside down.
You'll be okay. You love them. You enjoy them.
Well, this is the thing. Like, everybody's got their limit, right? Like, you've got your limit of, like, all right, I can handle this. And once you know what your limit is, you know not to push it. Like,
yeah.
I have that. Like, I've got a certain number of rides to go on. But at Turn of the Century, that's a really cool reference because that was the ride when it opened. But today, if people are like, what was Turn of the Century? It's the Demon.
You know, it's the Demon, right. That's right. Yeah.
At the beginning of the coaster and rethemed it to call it Demon, you know, a few years later. But yeah, that's an awesome throwback. I love going back and looking at what that park was like in 1976 because it's some of it's the same. You know, Whizzer's still there at Great America, and that was there when it's open, Willard's Whizzer. And you know, just to see how much it's changed, but that's a cool reference.
What about the American Eagle? Is that something that might see a little redo over the next year?
And
or two?
Look, I'm not going to make any fans on this. I can't wait for that ride to get converted to something else. I'm over it. And let me just give some context here. But there's another Six Flags park called Six Flags Magic Mountain, and they had a coaster very similar to American Eagle called Colossus. If you ever seen the movie National Lampoon's Vacation, you know, Chevy Chase, they go out to Wally World. They ride that wooden roller coaster with John Candy. You know, they take him at gunpoint and put him on the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
That is a ride called Colossus that they converted into this new hybrid, awesome ride that it's still a racing wooden coaster, but it does these things that go upside down. But the cool thing about this ride, if you can kind of visualize what I'm about to tell you, is you start on the ride. You know these racing coasters that have like two tracks going up the first hill?
Yep.
So you go up the left side first, and then you go all throughout the track, and then when you come around, you don't go back to the station. You go up the right side. And they time the ride.
Okay.
They time the ride so that the next train hits the left side right when you hit the right side.
Oh, man.
You feel like you're racing somebody, but you're really on the same circuit. But what's cool about it is you get to go twice. So you go through this, and then
the
right side does all this other stuff. So the ride ends up being like 3.5-4 minutes or something, and everybody loves this thing.
Well, they go so fast, so it's nice to have a little more time on some of these rides, right? Yeah.
My wish, and I think this is going to happen, because Six Flags, once they have something successful at one of their parks, they like to open a version of that ride everywhere. And if you go to Great America on any given day, you can get on the Eagle in like 5 minutes. People just aren't going on it anymore.
So it's time.
I know there's some purists out there who are like, don't touch the Eagle, don't do anything to it. But I'm like, it's just getting rougher over the years. And it's got a couple fun little bunny hops on it. But that huge spinning thing and the halfway during the ride, I'm over it. It's time to do it. And I think, I don't have any confirmation on this, but my prediction, if you ask me, is that that's going to happen. To the Eagles. So remember, you heard it here first from the roller coaster bureau chief at WGN TV. That's going to happen.
I love that. And I love your passion, Marcus. Thanks so much for joining us, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. And thanks for getting up early.
Yes. And can I plug the website really quick?
Yeah, please.
WGNTV.com/coastinthecountry. That's where you can find all of my coaster segments on WGN Morning News. That's WGNTV.com/coastinthecountry.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks,
all right. Take care.